Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Sa naging desisyon ng pamahalang federal na panatiling saradong international borders hanggang kalagitnaan ng darating na 2022, tila ay naabot na ang dulo ng pisi ng maraming mga migranteng naghihintay na makapiling muli ang kanilang mga mag-anak na nakabase sa ibang bansa. Marami ang nagdesisyong umalis ng Australia o ang iba na may pinag-iisipang tuluyan ng umalis, isang dagok sa ekonomiyang lubhang nangangailangan ng mga skilled workers. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Catalina Flores na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Taong 2015 nang lumipat si Wendy Guthridge sa Australia mula England. At dito na sana niyang binalak magsimulang mulit manirahang panghabang buhay. Ang 45 taong gulang ay nagtrabaho bilang prosecutor para sa RSPCA sa Victoria. At nitong nakarang taon, siya ay naging isang Australian citizen. Ngunit nung sinaran ng Victoria at Australia ang borders nito bilang tugon sa pandemya, tila nasa kalsyat na ipit sa loob ng bilangguan.
I really felt quite isolated. It was pretty difficult. I wonder what the effect on people's mental health will be in the long term. And whether or not people will think twice about moving to another country, immigrating to Australia on a permanent basis if you're going to be a prisoner there. That's how it felt. It started to feel like, I was trapped.
At dahil sa international travel ban, di niya mabisita ang kanyang biyudang inang nakabase sa England. Ngayon, napilitan siyang lisanin ang Australia.
At the time I came back at the end of January, the UK had over 70,000 new cases every day, over 1,000 deaths every day, which just shows how strong the pull is to see your family.
Anya, sa mga naging hakbang ng pamahalan sa pagsara ng borders at travel ban, nagkaroon na ng lamat ang kanyang karanasan sa Australia. Di niya nakikita ang sariling magbabalik sa bansa sa nalalapit na hinaharap.
I would have sung Australia's praises to everybody and said, this is a great place to live, the government are great. And it was so disappointing because it made me think, perhaps they're not. And there's just been no recognition for people who are desperate to see their families. And, they keep putting the dates back and back and back.
Nahirapan din si Brittany Lee noong unang mawalay sa kanyang pamilya mula Estados Unidos. May 5 taon na siyang naninirahan sa Perth, kapiling ang kanyang Australianong asawa.
It hasn't been good at all, honestly. This last year has probably been one of the hardest on my mental health. Not knowing when I would see them.
Siya ay nagtatrabaho sa disability sector habang ang kanyang asawa ay isang diesel engineer sa Minahan. Sa loob ng 2 linggo, nagbabalak ang mag-asawang lumipat sa California. Ang dahilan, ang mahigpit na kalakaran ng Australia sa paglabas at pagpasok ng bansa.
I see this as very long term, especially after this last year and seeing, how Australia has handled the border restrictions and all that.
Naging mabigat rin para kay Annalise Kvan ang di makita o makapiling ang pamilya matapos niyang isinilang ang kanyang panganay na anak nung nakaraang taon.
It was incredibly, incredibly difficult. I had some very serious health issues when Max was first born, and not being able to have family that we had intended on having around was almost impossible.
Siya isang freelance screenwriter, habang ang asawa niyang si Daniel Cavan ay isang consultant sa legal technology industry. Nanirahan sila sa Gold Coast mula noong Marso taong 2017, ngunit ngayon iniisip nilang tuluyang umalis ng Australia.
The borders aren't going to be open at least until mid-2022. I feel like we can't wait that long and would be looking at moving over to Canada at the end of this year or the start of next year. We decided to move to Australia because we thought it would be the best place to raise a family. But if we're not able to see family and if we're not able to travel in and out to be reunited every now and then with family, then it really loses its value as a place to raise a family.
Simula Marso ng taong 2020, ayon sa Australian Border Force, mahigit sa 150,000 Australian citizens at permanent residents ang nabigyan ng permiso o eksemsyong umalis ng bansa. Ayon naman sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, noong Abril, mayroong 65,100 ang umalis ng Australia, ang pinakamalaking bilang sa loob ng isang buwan simula nung nagsimula ang pandemya. Kabilang sa mga umalis ng bansa, ayon kay Brendan Coates ng Grattan Institute, ay ang mga matagal nang naninirahan sa Australia o yung mga long-term skilled migrants. Mga skilled migrants na lubhang kailangan ng ekonomiya.
If you are getting migrants that are leaving and they're taking valuable skills with them, it will be harder to replace some of those skills in the short term. The borders do remain effectively closed, and therefore, if they have a valuable skill and we can't replenish it easily, either through migration or through training that can take some time, that's a skill that we won't have in the Australian economy for a period.
Sa ngayon, ang maibalik sa Australia, ang may 40,000 Australianong na-stranded sa ibang bansa ang nananatiling prioridad ng pamahalang federal. Ngunit patuloy ang mga namumuong pressure upang tulungan naman ang mga mag-anak sa ibang bansa. Sa datos nitong 2016 census, nakita na halos kalahati ng kabuuang bilang ng mga Australiano ay isinilang sa ibang bansa o mayroon silang isang magulang na isinilang sa ibang bansa. Ayon kay Carla Wilshire, CEO ng Migration Council of Australia, kailangang magbago ang kalakaran sa lalong madaling panahon.
Family reunion is going to have to be a priority. We're going to have to look at family stream, particularly in circumstances where there are vulnerabilities within a family or care obligations. The reality of modern migration is that it is very fluid, and that when you move overseas, there is an expectation that you're going to be able to see family again periodically, often more than once a year, often 3 or 4 times a year. And so the idea of a prolonged period without family is a significant weight in terms of the migration settlement experience.
Sa loob ng 2 linggo, isang petisyon kung saan may mahigit 70,000 ang sumuporta at lumagda ang takdang ihain sa Federal Parliament. Ito ihahain ng mambabatas mula Partido Greens na si Senator Nick McKim. Sa petisyon, hinilingin na bigyang eksemsyon ng mga magulang na makapasok ng Australia.
Now that we're 15 months into a global pandemic with no end in sight, it's really urgent that the government review all of its border control arrangements to make sure that they don't continue to discriminate against Australian citizens.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.